In the last blog, freelancing was highlighted as one of the means of making money during this coronavirus crisis and lockdown. This business has been around for ages, and the origin of modern day's freelancing would be so close to that of the internet. Millions of people across the globe are engaging in this lucrative business, most especially students and professionals. And as a matter of fact, there have been stories of people who quit their job for full-time freelancing. All because it offers freedom from a wicked boss, gives more time for family, and makes you the boss of yourself. Moreover, the income therein is very huge, and it's more than what any company can offer a full-time worker. The business is growing and will keep on growing, once the internet is still in existence. Above all, freelancing became so popular because most businesses have seen the internet as a place to get in contact with the sea of customers. For this reason, there is a growing number of websites, business mobile apps, and online marketplaces which in turn demands people of special skills to manage the system. The special skills include writers, website designers, graphic designers, search engine optimization, SEO managers, and other skills that are readily provided by freelancers on the internet. Meanwhile, with the trend of things, there has been an increase in the use of the internet ever since the outbreak of the coronavirus disease, COVID-19. More companies have been forced to make use of the internet for their business activities. Lots of people have lost their job, and more will when these companies discover that it's lesser to seek skills on the internet than the usual face-to-face manner. This implies that only the people who can offer their skills on the internet would be able to make money, and everyone will have to turn to freelancing. It's much better if you can start now. What is freelancing? Freelancing is defined as a contract-based job in which a person offers his skills to provide services to clients without being recruited as regular staff in an organization. The person that offers his or her skills for clients is known as a freelancer, while the service provided is usually referred to as gigs. From the definition, it can be deduced that freelancing does not necessarily have to be on the internet. Yes, that inference is very correct because a person can also be offering face-to-face consultation as a gig. However, it's compulsory that this person is not employed by the organization and he/she is not paid a salary. Freelancing is mostly related to the internet because most if not all of the gigs offered by freelancers can be delivered on the internet. With the aid of technology, it is possible to have a 2 hours business lecture without having to meet physically. Therefore, we can say that internet aid the business in becoming easier and global. With the internet, freelancers can offer their services to people living in other parts of the world without having to meet them physically. The internet greatly impacts freelancing in becoming a work-from-home situation. In essence, you can work from your house, but it must not be mistaken with a work-from-home job. The use of the internet in freelancing becomes very useful with the establishment of freelancing platforms like Fiverr and Upwork. These platforms now serve as the meeting point for buyers, organization, and sellers, freelancers. Moreover, they create a safe transaction between both parties by handling all payment issues. And they also ensure that the seller deliver the job and the buyer is satisfied before the transaction is finalized. More examples of the popular freelancing platforms include 99design, Freelancer, Guru and TaskRabbit. Freelancing is very good business. There is no limit to the income that can be made once established, and the freedom gained by working for yourself is something worth quitting your job for. Meanwhile, most people prefer this job because it allows them to explore and have the time to venture into other businesses when it's well managed. However, people are scared of taking the risk because of the cons in the freelancing job. Unlike working for an organization, there are no benefits such as retirement, insurance, and increment of salary on gaining promotion. Also, freelancers do bear the cost of tax deductions all by themselves. This article in the first one in the freelancing series, stay tuned with this blog and very soon you will get your freelancing business up and running.